Let us pray. I invite you, when I say, for this and every good gift, to respond by saying with me, Blessed be God for ever. And so this covenant day, glory to the Father, the God of love, who created us, who continually preserves and sustains us, who has loved us with an everlasting love and given us the light of the knowledge of his glory in the face of Jesus Christ. For this and every good gift, blessed be God for ever. And glory to Jesus Christ, our Saviour, who though he was rich, yet for our sake became poor, and was tested in every way as we are, yet without sin, who proclaimed the good news of the kingdom, and was obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, who was raised from the dead, and is alive for ever, and has opened the kingdom to all who trust in him, who is seated at God's right hand in glory, and will come to be our judge. For this and every good gift, blessed be God for ever. And glory this day to the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, by whom we are born into the family of God and made members of the body of Christ, whose witness confirms us, whose wisdom teaches us, whose power enables us, who will do for us more than we can ask or think. For this and every good gift, blessed be God for ever. And now our prayers of confession. When I say, Lord, have mercy, I invite you to respond and say with me, Lord, forgive. For the sin that has made us slow to learn from Christ, reluctant to follow him, and afraid to bear the cross, Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. For the sin that has caused the poverty of our worship, the formality and selfishness of our prayers, our neglect of fellowship and the means of grace, and our hesitating witness for Christ, Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. For the sin that has led us to misuse your gifts, evade our responsibilities, and fail to be good stewards of your creation, Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. And for the sin that has made us unwilling to overcome evil with good, tolerant of injustice, quick to condemn, and selfish in sharing your love with others, Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. A moment of silence. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, to all who truly repent, this is his gracious word. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. and the collect for the covenant service. God of grace, through the mediation of your Son, you call us into a new covenant. Help us therefore to draw near with faith and join ourselves in a perpetual covenant with you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We listen now to two readings of Scripture, each set for this service, each which speak of our relationship with God and our responsibilities before Him.